just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Dirty dancing, blue collar romancing. I can get cleaned up if you ask me, but I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right them tonight.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Luigi Mangione, the man accused in the murder of United Healthcare's CEO, was back in court today, this time to face state murder and terror charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky with details.
Mangione has already appeared in federal court on stalking and murder charges after his return to New York following his arrest in Pennsylvania, where investigators said they found handwritten notes that described Mangione's alleged intent to whack the CEO at an investors' conference.
The House Ethics Committee releasing the report of former Congressman Matt Gaetz, finding there is, quote, substantial evidence that Gaetz paid women for sex and violated Florida's statutory rape law by having sex with a 17-year-old. The report also accuses Gaetz of violating House rules, granting special favors and using illegal drugs. Gaetz denies the allegations. After denying merger reports, Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan say they are working toward a merger. The collaboration is driven by lagging sales in electric vehicles. All to China. This is ABC News. A Texas congresswoman is trying to tamp down on rumors about her physical and mental health.
Republican Kay Granger of Fort Worth has become a leading voice for the military.
More resources are needed to provide military assistance to Ukrainian forces.
That was in May of 2022. Granger has missed 126 roll call votes since July, and her son has told the Dallas Morning News that his mother has experienced dementia issues. In a statement to ABC affiliate WFAA, the 81-year-old says she's had unforeseen health challenges over the past year. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Granger did not run for re-election this year and will be replaced by Craig Goldman, the former majority leader of the Texas House of Representatives. The family of a Texas teen claims a so-called companion chatbot convinced him to harm himself as filed suit. Attorney Matthew Bregman represents the plaintiff.
Until they can prove that only 18-year-olds and over have it, it should be taken down.
Michelle France in ABC News.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast today with light snow possible early. We'll see patchy fog building in by tonight. High temperatures today will hit the mid-30s and slide to the mid-20s overnight. Likely waking up to a foggy morning tomorrow morning, high temperatures will tap the freezing mark and rise above freezing on Christmas. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A funeral service held Saturday for a student killed at the shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School. Ted Allen has more.
Friends, family, and community members came to City Church in Madison to celebrate the life of Ruby Vergara. The 14-year-old freshman was remembered as a lover of art and music. Ruby's uncle, Andy Remus, said the family has already forgiven the suspected shooter.
We hold no bitterness or unforgiveness towards 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow and her family. They lost a daughter, too.
Rupnow, also a student at Abundant Life, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A funeral for the other victim of the shooting, 42-year-old teacher Aaron West, is today at Doxa Church in Madison.
Gas prices down for Christmas Day. GasBuddy.com says nationwide prices are the lowest since Christmas of 2020. The average price for a regular gallon of gas in Wisconsin is around $2.82. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand, Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
The state of Wisconsin is looking into this weekend's deadly police shooting in Chippewa County. That shooting happened Saturday night in the town of Lafayette. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department originally received a call of a domestic violence situation. Before they arrived, they said one of the suspects sped off. When deputies stopped him a short time later, they say he started shooting at them. Eventually, the Eau Claire County Regional SWAT team was called in. That's when police say the suspects started shooting at the SWAT team. They fired back. Those are the shots that killed the suspect. The Department of Justice is looking into the case and the officer involved shooting. Amtrak's new Borealis train became stuck for almost 4 hours over the weekend near Hastings. Now, some 300 travelers were on board at the time that the train became stuck late Saturday night. Amtrak officials blame the problem on a switching issue. The Borealis launched in May as the second Amtrak train to provide daily service between St. Paul and Chicago. Eau Claire's city manager is seemingly blaming the district attorney's office for last week's deadly stabbing at the Dew Dodge Inn. The city's manager's office took to its website with a response to questions about how Anthony Jackson was not in jail or prison. Jackson has dozens of arrests, and at least 26 are in Eau Claire alone. The city manager's office says one of those arrests happened. It's not up to the city to decide what happens. The city manager said those decisions are made by the district attorney, and after that, by judges. Two men were sentenced for a drive-by shooting that killed another man in Eau Claire. Prosecutors say Michael Purnell and Jamon Sullivan killed Christopher Connor 2 years ago after an argument at a bar. Purnell was sentenced to 5 years in prison last week, including time served. Sullivan receives 2 years of probation. Two other men involved in the murder have already been sentenced. Kimone Golden, who prosecutors believe pulled the trigger, was sentenced to 11 years in prison. $2 million in grants is going towards housing assistance in Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will receive funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Governor Evers says expanding access to affordable housing remains a priority, and the grants will provide critical resources to those who need them and help foster safer spaces for Wisconsinites. Over the last 5 years, more than 17,000 affordable housing units and more than 26,000 housing units have been built across the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in the town of Arcadia Saturday morning. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, Manuel Ortiz of Austin, Minnesota, was traveling on Highway A near Highway 93 when he lost control of the vehicle, went over a driveway. The vehicle then went airborne and rolled onto its side. Ortiz was taken to the hospital. He was later charged with operating while intoxicated. A Chippewa County man has been found guilty of sexual assault. Raymond Buckley of Arizona was found guilty by a jury of 4 of 5 charges. Prosecutors say the victim was asleep when he began assaulting them. Buckley will be sentenced in Chippewa County in March. Both the state and Barron County public health managers are keeping a close eye on the people who worked at the poultry farm that saw Wisconsin's first case of the H5N1 bird flu. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services last week reported the man who works at the farm came down with the flu. On Friday, the CDC did confirm that the man had the H5N1 virus. No one is sure how or just when he got the flu. The man is being treated and monitored. Department of Health Services says the man had direct contact with a flock of birds that tested positive for the H5N1 virus. The state says there does not appear to be a risk of anyone else getting sick. A Sparta woman has been sentenced to 8 years probation in connection with starting a fire at the Sparta Walmart last year. 18-year-old Emma Smith pled guilty to arson of property and criminal damage to property in Monroe County Court. In addition to the probation, Smith must serve 60 days in jail without Huber privileges. In December of last year, Smith started a fire inside of the Sparta Walmart that caused nearly $7 million in damages. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is calling 2024 successful. In 2024, WisDOT moved forward on 380 improvement projects valued at more than $1.3 billion. The department also launched four new programs, including a driver education grant, electric vehicle infrastructure projects, and a bridge inventory program, and its agriculture road improvements program. WisDOT launched the new Amtrak Borealis service in 2024. That's the first passenger rail expansion in Wisconsin in 22 years. Now, the Borealis doubles service between the Twin Cities and Chicago with 8 stops in Wisconsin. The department also welcomed Wisconsin's first female Secretary of Transportation, Christina Boardman. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Add this to the scientific resume at UW-Eau Claire. The university Friday said a team of students helped discover a group of flesh-eating squirrels in California. Researchers studied the squirrels for 12 years and found that it's common for them to hunt and eat smaller woodland creatures like voles. UW-Eau Claire professor Jennifer Smith says this is the first time anyone has studied flesh-eating squirrels. She says the work from the team in Eau Claire is groundbreaking. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast today with light snow possible early. We'll see patchy fog building in by tonight. High temperatures today will hit the mid-30s and slide to the mid-20s overnight. Likely waking up to a foggy morning tomorrow morning, high temperatures will tap the freezing mark and rise above freezing on Christmas. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
That's my food! Ugh.
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
Suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Red One and Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun. Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Packers and Saints wrap up Week 16 of the NFL season tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers can clinch a playoff spot with a win, while the Saints were eliminated yesterday when Atlanta knocked off the Giants. Packers coach Matt LaFleur has been preaching to his team all week long to not take the Saints lightly.
Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost four games by 3 points or less. So, I mean, that's a very minimal difference. And, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I think our guys realize what type of team is coming in here and what's at stake.
Both the Lions and Vikings won yesterday, Minnesota winning their eighth in a row, coming from behind to beat Seattle 27-24. They're tied with the Lions at 13-2 atop the NFC North. Detroit cruising to a 34-17 win over the Bears, who have now dropped nine straight. Mike McCarthy's Cowboys beat Tampa Bay last night 26-24, despite being eliminated from playoff contention earlier in the day when Washington knocked off Philadelphia. Basketball Badgers got 18 points and 11 rebounds from Nolan Winter and 15 points from fellow big man Stephen Crowell on the way to a 76-53 win over Detroit Mercy yesterday.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Nolan's ability to rebound at a high level, get to the line. You know, we didn't shoot the three great, but I thought we had really good looks and defensively did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
Gregard's Badgers 10-3 off until January 3rd when they host Iowa in Big Ten play. UW-Milwaukee knocked off D3 North Central College 92-57. NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago to take on the Bulls tonight, and Penn State captured their eighth NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship, knocking off Louisville yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The holidays could have a different feel for Blaney this year. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Need a last-minute holiday gift for the race fan on your list? The folks at Racing Electronics have the perfect stocking stuffer, a Racing Electronics gift card. Choose from scanners, headphones, race day accessories, or use it for Racing Electronics scanner rentals next season. Take the guessing out of gift-giving with the Racing Electronics gift card to ensure that everyone is race day ready. Head over to RacingElectronics.com, that's RacingElectronics.com, and get yours today.
The Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The green flag flies on the 2025 NASCAR season with the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, February 2nd.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Catch all the action on the voice of NASCAR for over 55 years. The Motor Racing Network.
Ryan Blaney will be celebrating the holidays this season as a married man for the first time, after tying the knot with longtime girlfriend Gianna Tullio earlier this month at a ceremony in Aspen, Colorado. Blaney doesn't expect much to change for this week, except getting used to the ring on his finger.
Just be a little bit something different on my finger, and that's about it. So, yeah, I don't think the holidays, I mean, it'll maybe be a little bit more special. They're always special, the holidays, when you get spending with your family and stuff, but getting married just before the holidays, just before Christmas. So,
among those in attendance at his wedding a week ago included Chase Elliott, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Daniel Hemrick, Bubba Wallace, and country music star Tim Duggar. For more CMRN.com, I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
You wouldn't think throwing old batteries in the trash would be dangerous, but it is. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They can catch fire or even explode if they come in contact with metal, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
We all have batteries around the house for electronics, toys, and other gadgets. When the batteries are dead, what do you do with them? Your state might require all batteries be taken to a household hazardous waste disposal facility. If not, maybe you just toss them in the trash once they're used up. Depending on what else is in that trash can, they could start smoldering and cause a fire. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International and explains how this can happen, especially with one type of battery.
Your 9-volt battery, you got the positive and negative. If there's any energy left into that, and they come in contact in a trash can, if you have aluminum foil or even, you know, a Pop Tart wrapper or something like that, you can create an arcing event where if there's anything combustible in a trash can or trash bag, like paper towels, it's a pretty good place to find something combustible. It can start a fire. We've seen those pop up here and there. So just because it doesn't work in your device doesn't mean it's completely out of energy.
Before they're tossed in the trash, make sure there is no way the positive and negative posts of the battery can complete a circuit and produce heat.
Something like a 9-volt battery, you should make sure both sides are covered with something and just wrap it in something as simple as paper towel or put it in a plastic bag. Might not be the best thing for the environment, but at the end of the day, it's about safety to make sure you're not, you know, putting anybody in harm's way.
The conditions would have to be just right with metal touching other batteries, such as AA's, or more than one AA to complete the electrical circuit. Then, some sort of combustible material like paper would need to be nearby for the fire to start. However, junk drawers with loose batteries and metal objects like paper clips and keys can create that perfect condition. Learn more about home battery safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Mixed action in the markets. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Of Jesse Allen with this market update. Arlen Suderby with StoneX joins us now for market analysis. Arlen, grains and oil seeds, corn and beans are relatively mixed. A little bit of strength in the wheat trade here to start off a fairly quiet holiday week. It's some export sales announced as well on Monday morning. What are you seeing in the grain trade to start the week?
Well, I think that strength in wheat is certainly encouraging to producers. It was a bad week for wheat last week, coming to new lows in Chicago. But in doing so, we created a little bit of demand. Soft red winter wheat now is very competitive on the world market. Argentina has the cheapest wheat, but for the classification that soft red winter is, it's very competitive right now. Hard red winter wheat's even starting to work into more markets now and be a little bit more competitive. Expectations that Russia is already started to cut back shipments, and that's helping find some support underneath of this market. Soybeans, on the other hand, we did get a pop late last week led by soy meal, and expectations that we're going to see crush margins really come under some pain here in the weeks ahead as we decrease production of the green diesels in the absence of the supportive subsidy structure guidance from the government. And that'll tighten up soy meal supplies. But that, after putting in new six-week highs this morning, profit taking came in. We started unwinding some of the profits on those crush spreads, and that took the strength out of the soybean market with a big harvest in Brazil just around the corner right now. And that is proving to be a drag for corn. Corn has come back up into positive territory, trying to hang on to where it's at. But soybeans, meanwhile, working their way lower again.
Mixed action in livestock trade. Cattle on feed report was pretty neutral on Friday. Hogs, maybe some squaring up here ahead of the quarterly hogs and pigs report. What are you seeing in the proteins?
Yeah, as you said, the headline cattle on feed number, pretty neutral. But you break down the numbers, it comes out a little bit different. The expectation was that it would be a fairly bullish report. That's what had been kind of priced in. And it ended up being a little less friendly than that. I wouldn't call it bearish by any means, just not quite as friendly as what had been priced in. Overall numbers, the headline number on feed numbers, right, equal to a year ago and equal to expectations, basically. But placements were larger than expected, and marketings were also larger than expected, kind of offsetting that. So the cattle market today, a little bit on the mixed side, trying to hang on, though, and maintain some support levels while the hog market comes under more significant pressure after a CFTC report showed another week of very strong ownership by the funds.
All right, that's Arlen Suderman from StoneX on the American Ag Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There is some optimism ahead for U.S. dairy prices. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
The U.S. dairy industry typically sees a bump in the prices of cheese and butter in the fall, thanks to football and the upcoming holidays. Mike North, the principal of risk management with Ever.Ag, says this year the bump happened earlier than expected.
Yeah, that September-October peak was the peak that everyone was looking for. And it can fall somewhere in that window of September through November. It's never perfectly dialed into a date. But the disappointing thing for us this year is that it came on the earlier end of that. And really, it was a statement from the consumer. And we have talked about this stressed consumer for a long time. Inflation is no secret. There's no one that avoids it. It touches us all. And the consumer at every level, and you read the quarterly earnings reports out of Wall Street, you're seeing many companies citing even the highest income consumer peeling back some of their purchases, trading down some of the things they would ordinarily buy for something of lesser quality or lesser volume. And we're seeing that happening all over. And when we took block to 220 and barrel to 260, we outpriced our consumer.
He says consumers are speaking with their pocketbooks this year.
The consumer basically backed away. We had enough to satisfy the Q4 needs for the football season, kids going back to school and college, and all of the wonderful cheese tray we love to take to the family gatherings we have this time of year. End of day, once that was satisfied, they basically said, we're done, see you later. And we fell 80 cents in a week and a half, and markets, you know, moved to a place where ultimately we clear and find value again. And if you go back and look at charts, you'll find that prior to this big run-up, we spent a lot of time trading 165, 170, 175 cheese, and then we inched it higher, inched it higher, inched it higher, then blew it higher, and then that was the peak and it was all over.
North says the dairy markets are back to what he calls market clearing prices.
The good news for dairymen is that exports, anecdotally, are moving. And as we pick up in discussions with those in the space, we would expect that that should start to show up in reporting once we get into the first quarter, and you'll start to see some bullishness around that. But there again, we now have to keep in mind who still buys the majority of our cheese, the American consumer. And so I would suggest that we have room for some upside in milk, and there could be some positivity here, but every rally is worth defending.
Mike North with Ever.Ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin egg production in November was 207 million eggs. That was up 2% from the previous November, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in November was at 7.95 million, down slightly from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for November was 2,598, up 2% from a year ago. Now, U.S. egg production totaled 8.92 billion eggs in November of 2024. That was down 4% from last year. Production included 7.68 billion table eggs and 1.24 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.15 billion were broiler type and 90 million were egg type. The average number of layers during November totaled 376 million, down 3% from last year. America's dairy exports to Mexico are approaching record levels as consumer demand for dairy products continues to outpace the country's production. Mexico is now the leading market for U.S. dairy products, comprising over one-fourth of international sales. Dairy product consumption in Mexico has increased by 50 pounds per capita since 2011. A new Cobank report says the upside potential for increasing U.S. dairy sales to Mexico remains strong, and broader export market opportunities are positioning the U.S. dairy industry for long-term growth. Dairy product sales to Mexico have the potential for continued growth as more consumers enter the middle class and seek higher quality proteins and fats, said Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist for Cobank. Mexico faces an annual dairy product deficit ranging between 25 to 30%, and the U.S. supplies over 80% of the shortfall. The EU and New Zealand are the top two dairy exporters, but production stalled in those regions. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced another round of states coming on board with the National Milk Testing Strategy that launched December 6th. It requires unpasteurized milk samples to be collected and shared with USDA for testing. This represents another step toward conducting a complete nationwide surveillance under the NMTS and continues building on the measures taken by USDA and its federal and state partners since the H5N1 outbreak in dairy cattle was first detected in the U.S. in March of 2024. The seven states that will be included in the second round of testing are Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New York, Ohio, Vermont, and Washington. While the new federal order is effective immediately, it's been in effect since it was announced December 6th. USDA will continue to work with other states to bring them on board as quickly as possible, while also accommodating state-specific needs. USDA announced the final $300 million in assistance to distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under the Inflation Reduction Act. Over the last 2 years, USDA has acted to assist distressed borrowers in retaining their land and continuing their agricultural operations. The assistance will provide $300 million to help more than 12,800 distressed and guaranteed farm loan program borrowers. China's Sinograin has announced almost 500,000 metric tons of soybean purchases from the U.S. for shipping in March or April. Two U.S. traders familiar with the purchase say Sinograin paid more for American supplies for its state reserves rather than buying cheaper beans from Brazil. China's the world's number one soybean buyer and an important market for both U.S. and Brazil. The industry is closely watching sales and flow of trade to China ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration January 20th. There is significant industry concern that another round of trade tariffs between the two nations would erode the value of U.S. beans. Soybean prices hit lows not seen in 4 years because of trade tensions, high stockpiles in the U.S., and a possible record harvest in Brazil. Reuters says Sinograin, China's state-run grains trader and reserves manager, recently bought 750,000 tons for shipping from January through March. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Looks like we could see some warmer weather for the Christmas holiday in our ag weather forecast, as highs will be in the low to mid 30s by Christmas and even 40 by later in the week. There are some rain chances late this week and into the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of snow. Highs will be in the mid 30s, east winds at around 5, shifting to the northwest. Snow chance at 40%. Tonight, cloudy areas of freezing fog and patchy fog late, lows in the mid-20s, north winds at around 5. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, fog in the morning, highs low teens. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. For Thursday, cloudy, highs upper 30s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, highs mid-40s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, highs in the mid-40s. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs in the low 40s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's my favorite time of year. Giant magic all around me.
watching flurries gently falling. We try and hold them in our hands. Somehow they land on our eyelashes. We find a mistletoe and then my kiss is fogging up your glasses. Cheers to the season, honey. You are the reason I believe in dreams come true. You wanna know something? Nah, there ain't nothing that I would rather do than catching snowflakes on a snow day with you. There's something about December skies that make your eyes a little more blue. You touch me and I melt like ice. Don't know how my world turned before you. Tears to the season, honey. You are the reason I believe. Wanna know something? Nah, there ain't nothing that I would rather do than catching snowflakes on a snow day with you.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. block and I hauled her hard away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. In the second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled. Said I raise my hands, bow my head. I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Years later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye. Said I raise my hands, bow my head, finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I could see. I can't quote the book, the chapter or the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live. Yeah, this can't be, no, this can't be, no, this can't be. I believe. I believe. I believe. I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign. One horse town, there was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. Red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia round about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on. Untied shoestrings, you're a light in the dark, and you're stirring my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby,
come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on spinning in the summer rain.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The holiday travel getaway now in full swing. A record number of Americans taking to the skies and roads.